The next coach on the teleconference is Minnesota head coach Don Lucia. The Gophers are in their second consecutive Big Ten championship and are the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament. Minnesota will face the Ohio State-Penn State winner on Friday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Coach, good morning.
Good morning.
If you'd like to go ahead and make some opening remarks, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Well, obviously we're thrilled to have defended the Big Ten regular season title. We knew it was going to be more difficult this year, that there would be more parity in the league, and obviously we saw that. And we had to kind of come from behind to do it, especially as we entered February, trying to catch up on some teams. And to our guys' credit, our seniors really played well down the stretch. I think, Adam went through a tough stretch in January, and he kind of rebounded and found his game again, and obviously that's been a catalyst. So went right down to the wire like we expected, and to our guys' credit, we were able to win the last couple games at home. And for our seniors, it was obviously a special night to have senior night and be able to win the Big Ten title on that final game of the regular season.
Thanks, Coach. At this time, we'll go ahead and take questions.
If you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from the line of Andy Greeter, St. Paul Pioneer Press.
Hey, Coach. Thanks for taking the time today. I appreciate it. Just, you mentioned the parity in the league and kind of how the league was difficult for you guys here this year, but yet the pairwise doesn't look at the league very highly. How do you kind of view that?
Well, I think it's pretty similar if you have a pretty good understanding. The way the Big Ten, the way we're set up, much like basketball, we don't begin our Big Ten play until basically after Thanksgiving. And so all the non-conference games come early in the season. And those non-conference games are critical. By definition, within the league, it's going to turn out to be 500. Now, some teams are going to be above and some teams are going to be below. So the better you can do non-conference, if all your teams do well non-conference, when you play even yourselves in the non-conference or in the conference, it drives up your indexes. And that's what we've seen with a couple of the leagues, especially the NCHC has done a really good job non-conference this year. And some of our, I think our Big Ten teams were really growing the first third of the season with some young teams, and that's when they played their non-conference games. And unfortunately, we didn't do as a league as well as we needed to do to help each other out. And as we got into, and Michigan State's a great example, or Michigan, the way they started out with some young guys, and if they could have played some of those non-conference games maybe middle of the season versus all at the beginning, maybe some of those results would have been a little bit different. But the big thing is what we were able to do non-conference, and that's obviously cyclical, and it's going to change a little bit from year to year.
Thanks, Coach.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the dynamic that Mike Riley adds from the blue line? I mean, just what he's able to do, both even strength, power play, all those different situations that you're able to put him on the ice, and what he's able to do.
Well, I mean, he can dictate the game from the back end, and, not very many people can do that. I think what separates him, first of all, he plays without much fear. I mean, he's not afraid to try to make a play, and I think as he's matured in the 3 years he's been here, he has a much better understanding of when he can take some risk and when he can't. He's obviously evolved defensively as he's gotten physically stronger, but his ability to get the puck out of our zone, his ability to join the rush and make plays from the offensive blue line, what really separate him. A lot of guys can't get pucks through. They can't find those seams. And he's one of those guys that a lot of defensemen can get it out of your zone and make plays up to the offensive blue line, but he's one of those guys that can continue to make plays from the offensive blue line, into the offensive zone, almost like an extra forward. And I think that's one of the things that makes him so special. And he's obviously very unselfish with the puck, and obviously a lot of our scoring chances, and when we watch the tape, he's involved in a lot of them.
Your next question comes from the line of Dan Kelly, Big Ten Network.
Coach, as always, thanks for the time. Talking about that little rough patch that, and maybe even more than that, for Adam Wilcox, what's been the difference as his game's got back on track?
I think he just settled back in. You know, when Adam's playing well, he's more quiet. And it's like any athlete, you just got to get back to your fundamentals. When he wasn't playing great, you know, pucks were kind of bouncing off him. His balance wasn't great. And I know our goaltending coach, Justin Johnson, has really worked hard with him to get him just back to tighten up his game. And he's done that, and he's playing a lot better. I mean, as he went through a difficult stretch, our team went through a difficult stretch. And we felt it was only a matter of time because, really, in his 3 years, that was probably the only difficult patch that he went through for a few weeks. He found his game again, and, you know, it helped our team find their game.
And once again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from the line of Jason Gonzalez, Minneapolis Star Tribune.
Hey, Don, thanks for taking the time. You touched on your radio show about how you guys aren't real familiar with playing at the Joe. The corners are a little bit different there. How much of a concern is going on the road now for the postseason? Last year you guys were at home for the Big Ten tournament and then the regional, and now it seems like you guys will have to get it done on the road this year.
Well, that's just the way it's supposed to be. I mean, you're not going to have that luxury every year or so. Didn't help us in the Big Ten tournament, but, you know, probably helped us in the regional. So we do go to Joe Louis Arena. We've never played there, skated there. We will not have practice the day before like maybe we were used to in the past with an hour. So we'll have our 20-minute skate on Friday morning. You know, at least you'll get to see the rink. And you know what? You'll have to get through a period to kind of find the nuances as far as pucks come off, how quickly they come off the dasher boards, you know, throw it in the corner, what's the trajectory coming out to the front of the net. I just know that I think I was with an all-star team when Ron Mason was coaching years ago, a college all-star team, and we played at the Joe, and I think that was one of the things that struck me. You never saw it on TV, but how tight and egg-shaped the corners were and how quick, not much room from the goal line in the corner right to the net. So we're going to have to make sure we do a good job of supporting down low and defending back to our net.
Thanks, Tom.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you in Detroit.
Thank you.